This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, real quick, I got Tim Brown on the other end of the line here, and I'm going to get to him in just a second, but before I do that, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live on YouTube and or Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach over there. Beforeitsnews.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, what we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hours, false prophets make war against God and his church. And I'm going to name names. I'm going to play some audio for you. But before I do that, I want to pull up Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media senior editor. And we've been talking about some things going on here. One of the things at sonsoflibertymedia.com is we give you the information way before it actually takes place, and one of those just happens to be the sovereignty of the United States of America. Now, I know that the American people have been distracted drawn away through the circus of politics concerning the charade going on around this impeachment process, but it's all been there, and it's being done for the very reason of shielding Donald Trump from what he's really doing. Now, with the American people having in their minds that Donald Trump is under attack, it's interesting to note, friends, that he is handing off your sovereignty to the USMCA. So without further ado, Tim Brown, thank you for calling in on such short notice. Can you go ahead and share with the people as to what's going on here concerning the USMCA?
Yeah, I mean, they have gone ahead and started implementation of this thing, and the problem is it's not about jobs at all. If anybody's been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio morning show on Wednesdays, you've been hearing about that. We've been talking about it's encroachment in education, which is unconstitutional. And then that seeks to build up basically a communist workforce is what it is. Mm-hmm. So you get trained in one skill, and that's what you're going to do for life. And nothing else. And that's really where this is going. Now, it'll take some time to develop, but that's where it's going. This has brought us under a lot of things that we rejected in treaty form from the UN, like the Law of the Seas. And so now, look, all of you people that, you know, when we were seeing Donald Trump come on, he made some good statement. Oh, we're going to make the EPA take off two regulations for every one they want to put in. Okay, that was great. Guess what just happened? All that stuff's going to be out the window now. All of this environmental protection junk, they're going to be setting that up as a government over this region, Canada, United States, Mexico. It's to usurp the United States Constitution. Yep. And, you know, even with tariffs and things, that's Congress's responsibility. Guess what? That's going to determine that between the countries. This was what I was bringing up with William Guillen. What was the place he was with? I forget what he was with. Alipat. And, you know, the issue of this is going to allow this transfer of people also across borders in a different way than we've done here in this country. Man,
so this explains them. Well, let's just do it in one short segment. So this explains why the illegals are being allured into the United States of America concerning that that workforce that you're highlighting even now. True?
That's some of it. The other is to raise up the generation, and that's already been happening from you people who continue to send your kids to public indoctrination centers. It is to train them, and it's to train you, because you're going to have it in your mind, and as God said, you're either going to put it in your heart and pass it on to your children, his commands, or you're going to put in the tyrants, you know, have those things in your heart, and then you're going to pass those things on to your children. It's one or the other. There's no neutrality here. And so when this comes in, this thing that brings us under the law of the seas, you're talking about environmental protection junk? I mean, stuff that's going to infringe. The United Nations is basically going to be controlling our coastal waters, our rivers, our ponds, our lakes, all this stuff, because it all comes under this USMCA. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on here.
So basically what everybody was afraid of concerning NAFTA, this is way worse than NAFTA, because really what happened is now that the borders are dissolved, they've been eradicated under the USMCA concerning the southern border and the northern border. And we all know, Tim, that they've been working on this for years. I remember hearing about this stuff back in the 90s. And, of course, it was a conspiracy theory, because that's what the media said once again to the people. No, don't worry about it. This is good. And they listen to their favorite politicians as they continuously encroach upon the rights of the American people by handing off their sovereignty. Now we are becoming our sovereignty has been literally taken away and now handed over to the United Nations under the USMCA. And this is happening incrementally, friends. It's not going to just happen overnight, and people don't realize that. Tim, I got about two more minutes, but I want you to listen to this, because I just posted a video that I did some time ago. Either Jesus will be your king, or your man-made king will be your God. Edith responded with, Jesus is my king. I thank him for President Trump, who has slowed down the process of the U.S. becoming a communist dictatorship. What say you concerning the ignorance that's on display here?
Well, when you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you understand what it means that God sends a strong delusion to people. That she needs to hear that this is the very reason I called out Ted Cruz's wife for working on the North American Union when he was running for president, and he wasn't qualified for it either. Here's what the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, has to say about it. The USMCA looks to be the trade pact formerly known as NAFTA plus 10 to 20%. And then he went on to say this. USMCA is NAFTA plus TPP, which Donald Trump said he was against. Remember, he took us out of that, plus a few tweaks. This is also going to include a lot of that stuff from the Paris Accord that he pulled us out. They took about 5 steps back, but they took about 20 steps forward.
Yep. And the Hegelian dialectic.
That's what people have to keep. Yeah, this is not even a 2-step back, 1 step forward. This is a whole leap forward. And people are being snowed because they're told about jobs, this, that, and the other. And I think Lynn brought it up, and this thing is basically going to look at less than 200,000 jobs. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so there you have it, friends. The world is praising Donald Trump. Donald Trump is doing the attacking concerning the sovereignty of the United States of America by handing it over to the United Nations. This is why you have to pay attention in judgment by their fruit rather than by what they say. Thank you, Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I took the time to explain to you what's going on through the false prophets who are making war against God and His church. And it was a response to Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant. And what I did is I took the time to share scripture, Micah 3:5, thus saith the Lord, not thus saith Bradley, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace. These false prophets are saying the only place to find peace is under Donald Trump. You better get on the Trump train or else. And then the Lord goes on in Micah 3:5, and he that putteth not in their mouths, in other words, the Lord never said anything to them concerning what they're to convey to the people. He said they even prepare war against him. You need to understand what's going on in the Church of America today is they are preparing war against God in favor of the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse. Jeremiah 17:5. I also took the time to show you that the history of the church, friends, is Protestant. Protestants, right? Moses confronting Pharaoh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Elijah confronting Ahab, Jezebel, and the false prophets. John the Baptist reproving King Herod. The Lord sends the angel to free the apostles. All found in Scripture. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then when we go to Matthew 10:18, it says, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. How can we never hear about scriptures like that in the church today? Because then it would mean the hirelings would have to preach the word of God, and they would have to practice what they preach and actually do something about what's going on in this country. And don't forget, the greatest advocates to abortion and homosexuality and crime in government is the professed church. They're called to be the light of society. They're to reprove darkness, friends. Ephesians 5:11. They're not to just go with the flow, but that's what you see them doing today. And I want to tell you something. These false prophets, they want you to forget about all of the biblical accounts of the past in hopes that you will follow them and their lead straight to hell. The Lord said that He would turn that nation into hell concerning those that forget Him. And folks, it doesn't stop there. They're trying to create, unbeknownst to them, by making war with the Lord, found in Exodus 32:17. You know, the Bible tells us that Actually, the Word of God directs us to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. It also warns us of those that are given to change, Proverbs 24:21. And these are those, friends, who ask for your gold, your money, to make golden calves. And in turn, then they say, these be your gods, which brought you out of Egypt. And here we are. Franklin Graham is helping promoting his global agenda, which he is, by the way. Then you have false prophets like Mark Taylor telling people they better get on the Trump train or else, which contradicts Scripture every step of the way. Isaiah 30, verse 1 through 5. I read it yesterday. Got some audio here from Mark telling people that, listen, man, Donald Trump is saving our behinds. This is recently, right? He's protecting us from our enemies, from without and from within, really. And at the same time, Trump administration is found out to be funding tens of millions of dollars to Muslim Brotherhood organizations right here in America. And then he abounds in his excuses despite rounds of golf, friends. And then yesterday I also took the time to share with you, friends, the heretics and the false prophets surrounding Donald Trump, such as Rodney Howard Brown. Played some audio for you yesterday. And now we got Paula White. Oh, by the way, do you want to hear Paula White? You want to hear this heretic, friends? This is craziness. You want to talk about countering Scripture every step of the way? She's asking people to give up their January salaries for her purposes. Listen to this.
As we enter into January, we recognize that there are two calendars in the earth. But January is the first, the beginning of a new year for us in the Western world. Let us give to God what belongs to Him. The first hours of our day, the first month of the year, the first of our increase, the first in every area of our life.
Now, friends, I want to say this too. Now, she's asking literally for you to send money to her, and she is saying to her listeners and her viewers, for as long as they stay, wherever she goes, friends, it begins to dwindle as far as her followers go. That's a fact. If she's not manipulating her way into a church, only to be sued, people are calling her out for her heresies. And then Paula White, what she does is she calls her attorneys, and then she sticks her attorneys on people that are calling her out for who she is. And then you know what happens in court? The judges see the case, and they say, you need to turn around and sue Paula White. So Paula White gets sued in court. Folks, everywhere she, how many times has she been married? I mean, come on, friends. Let's call it for what it is. But she's begging for your money, telling you to give up everything that you've got. And she is on Donald Trump's evangelical board. She calls, and so does Donald Trump, call her. He calls her his spiritual overseer. I mean, this is insanity, friends. See, people must come to the realization that these heretics are purposed in the choosing when it comes to them that surround the president. When you go to 1 Kings 13:33, listen. After this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people and put him in the high places. And he was talking about priests and ministers. It goes on, whosoever would he consecrated unto him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. Why? Because they want your eyes off of Jesus Christ, because if your eyes are on Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, you're surely going to begin to expose these kind of people. And there's a difference, friends, and I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes here. Now, I want to say this too, because I teed it up just a little bit, and we just tapped into it just a little bit yesterday. Just when you think it couldn't get any worse, Mario Murillo sticks his head out and writes, the flawed logic of never Trump Christians. In other words, those that stand against Donald Trump and his criminal administration. The flawed logic, he calls them. This is a prosperity preacher, too. Now, again, friends, to those who know the word in the U.S. Constitution, I have to say you can't make this up. The first clue is Isaiah 8:20. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony... Okay? It's because there's no light in them. These prosperity preachers stay away from the law of God because it exposes them for who they are. They're criminals before God that have not repented. Okay? 1 John 3:4 tells us that sin is the transgression of God's law. And it tells us in Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. See, lawlessness and the fruit of lawlessness falls not too far from the corrupt tree of their father, the devil. Read John 8:44. Okay? It also tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 4, where this comes into reality, they that forsake God's moral government, they praise the wicked. They praise fallen man rather than God. But such as keep the law, such as myself, contend with those that don't. Okay? So in other words, when men forsake God's government, which again is his moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, they give themselves to praising man's government. Now, Mario writes, here's how Never Trump Christians think. Now, those that know the Word of God, you're going to be offended, just for the record. Okay? This is what Mario Murillo wrote. Here is how Never Trump Christians think. Fight those who are fighting for you. You heard what Tim Brown said during the first segment. Donald Trump plays the victim while, in fact, he's attacking America's sovereignty at the same time. And this I have told you, the listener, since day one of this guy's administration. He's not the victim. He's attacking you. He's attacking your God-given rights. He's attacking your sovereignty. He's handing you over to the UN, friends. This is exactly what they're doing today. Okay? So, Mario says, fight those who are fighting for you and aid those who are fighting against you. I mean, this guy couldn't have it more backwards than he does. Read Isaiah 59:14. Judgment is turned backwards. Yesterday I had shared with you, friends, that one thing I've known since I've been born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, is that false prophets will say the opposite of what the Spirit is saying. 1 Kings 22:6 and verse 12. The prophets will, the false prophets will say, go, go, just like the false prophets did to King Ahab when it was time to war. Micaiah, the real prophet, said, no, no, this is what's going to happen if you go. Okay. Well, that didn't fare very well. The corrupt king says, this prophet always prophesies evil against me. He was saying the evil was the truth that would have spared his life. He ignored Micaiah the prophet, and guess what he did, friends? He went out. He knew Micaiah, what he was telling him was true. He so knew that it was true that he hid himself, right? And he was still killed in spite of what he attempted to do concerning Micaiah. Guess where Micaiah was? He was given the bread of affliction for telling the king the truth. Was Micaiah right that the king would not come back alive? Absolutely. He was taken out exactly the way that the true prophet of God told him that he would. All the false prophets sat around King Ahab and told him, no, go, you'll prosper in the war. Do you understand? They'll tell you the opposite of what the Lord is saying. See, the false prophets will say go when the real prophets say beware, stop, go the other way. 1 Kings 22, verse 17. We're going to come right back to this, friends, and I'm going to see if I can't knock out three quarters of this before the end of the day. We got more audio coming up in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Questions and answers today in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Chief Justice John Roberts.
Is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in this case without hearing the testimony of Bolton, Mulvaney, and the other key eyewitnesses, or without seeing the relevant documentary evidence?
The answer from trial manager Adam Schiff.
If you have any question about the president's motivation, it makes it all the more essential to call the man who spoke directly with the president.
That man is former National Security Advisor John Bolton. He claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate the Bidens. The White House has sent him a letter trying to block publication of his new book. Fire crews are at the scene of a blaze in a 24-story building in Los Angeles. Reports say some people had to jump from the building. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just rolling this out line upon line, precept upon precept. False prophets make war against God and His church. This is a scriptural response to Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant. I'm also highlighting those that are around Donald Trump as his spiritual overseers, as he calls them. Okay, I just highlighted Paula White. Hey, you want to hear a little more? Here, listen to this. This is Paula White.
Principle first fruits is that when you give God the first, He governs the rest and redeems it. There is a curse on all of mankind. We know that Jesus, which is why He became the first fruit of many brethren. We understand that the principle of first is so important, that whatever you give God first, because it already belongs to Him, it redeems the rest. So in the beginning, it's very important. Deuteronomy 16:16, God says, do not stand before me empty-handed. Leviticus chapter 3, God says, all first belong to Him. All the way through the New Testament, there was a practice of first fruits. Anytime there was a first of something, it belonged to God.
You know, it's interesting, friends, that very law that she's making reference to is the very law that condemns her heresies. And, of course, she's not going to highlight that. She's going to pick and choose scriptures that work for her message, friends. And this is the danger of not keeping the Word of God in context. But, again, this is the one that stands around Donald Trump as his spiritual overseer. And it's not her alone that acknowledges that. He does as well. And folks, I'm telling you what, if you want to check out this article, there is video after video after video concerning the scandals around that of Paula White. And it's just craziness is what it is. But this is the stuff that you see in the church of Satan, called the prosperity, the faithers, the word of faith movement. That's, friends, I'm telling you, it's all there. It's all there. And it's unscriptural. Those that preach gain is godliness. The Bible is clear to such withdraw yourself. And that's all these people do is preach gimme, gimme, gimme. You just heard Paula White talk about what belongs to God. She's saying belongs to me. So in other words, whatever you're going to give to God, listen, it's mine. I mean, she sounds like one of those up-and-comings in America today, the entitlement attitude. Like, we owe her something, friends. She's a loose cannon. She's dangerous in the body of Christ. But again, this is who Donald Trump surrounded himself with concerning the lower sort, the baser sort. And these are the people that are put up to lower the standard. And I'm here again to remind you, Jesus Christ and his word is the standard, not fallen reprobates or heretics. Okay? Moving on, back to another quote from Mario as he's attacking Christians. He said, you want to talk about the never-Trumpers? He said, want to see a blank stare? Simply ask a never-Trump Christian who you would rather have as an alternative to President Trump. I mean, this is how foolish this guy is. Okay? He said, give me a name. He said, in the war that is being waged against every one of our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, everything we hold dear as a free nation, in the battle to protect the unborn, the family, and morality, he said, who's your candidate for president? He said, no, I mean, one who can actually win. Well, my response is, first of all, I would answer Mario's never Trump rant with this. People should understand that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the giver of the law. He is our leader in Jesus Christ, John 14:6. It's called common law. What people don't understand is we have a representative government in this country in which these representatives work for we the people, not the people for the government. Okay? Therefore, our appeal is not made to the president. Our appeals are made under the Lord, and our representatives who swore to uphold the Constitution will do as the law prescribes, or they will be lawfully removed. Read Romans 3:31. Do we make void the law? No, we establish it through faith. Read Article 2, Section 4. It's the impeachment process. Also read Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I answered Mario with, we are Christocrats, not subjects played out and divided by unconstitutional parties. I said the president is to uphold the law, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. I'll stand with the president every step of the way when he upholds the law, and I'll be the first to stand against him if he breaks the law. That's what makes us Christocrats. We, the people under God, are the government in this country. Mario doesn't know that. For Mario Murillo to suggest that the president is fighting for us, friends, demonstrates that he is deluded. Every step of the way. Read Isaiah 5:20. Mario said about the never-never, the Trumpers, right? That they are those who fight those who are fighting for you and aid those who are fighting against you. This is what he wrote. Friends, again, Mario Murillo has it completely backwards, as you're about to see. I share with you continuously the word of God when the word tells us the word of judgment by their fruit, not by what they say, right? 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And it tells us in Matthew 7:16-20, and it's interesting, right after the scripture, friends, it begins to talk about the false prophets, the lawless ones, the workers of iniquity, right? But Matthew 7:16-20 tells us, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Your country is being destroyed. Okay? Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them, Scripture tells us. So let's take a step back at what Mario Murillo said when he asked, you want to see a blank stare? Simply ask a never-Trump Christian, who would you rather have as an alternative to the president, namely President Trump? He said, give me a name. Friends, apparently Mario and many in this country have not quite come to terms to the obvious answer. Because regardless of who is put into the people's White House, the agenda is going to go forward, as I have said. The same people that delivered up Hillary Clinton are the same people that delivered up Donald Trump. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. See, and I'm afraid of people like this because they could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And again, why? Because they don't want to see it. My people would have it so. Jeremiah 5:20, they would rather submit to the arm of the flesh concerning the curse rather than being obedient unto God. And that's what makes America different than other countries, by the way. At least that's what it was intended to be, a government under God. Mario continues, in the war that is being waged against every one of our freedoms. Who's waging war against every one of our freedoms, Mario? Who's the president of the United States of America? Well, you got that right, huh? In the war that is being waged against every one of our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and everything we hold dear as a free nation, in the battle to protect the unborn, you are incorrect. The family, you are incorrect. And morality, you are incorrect. He said, who is your candidate for president? No, I mean, who can actually win? Again, friends, I got to answer Mario. There are over 200 presidential candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. How many have you heard from? You heard from Pete Buttigieg. You heard from Bernie Sanders. You heard from Elizabeth Warren. You heard from Kamala Harris. You heard from Joe Biden and Mike Bloomberg. These are all plants, friends, driving support to Donald Trump as they continuously push forth the UN agenda under your noses. And it's exactly what's happening today. See, most people haven't figured this out, and this is the problem. 94% of the American people don't believe the media. So I say back to Mario Murillo and other preachers, it's time for preachers to do more than just hide behind the pulpit. What say you? Man, if they were out there doing their job the way that the Black Robe Regiment did during the Revolutionary War, folks, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here today. But in the present condition of America, the responsibility falls to the ones that I'm highlighting even now. Read James 2:14 through 26. So let's talk of the fruit of Donald Trump's presidency. Mario Murillo's advocating that Trump is protecting the unborn. Not true. CNS News reports, friends, that Donald Trump signs Minibus CR funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts as one of his first legislative moves. Okay? Just so you know. Another one is this. This is brand new, friends. As a matter of fact, it was written on January 5th. Okay, Planned Parenthood has just released its 2018 and 19 annual report, and it reveals that the abortion provider in its last fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019, performed its highest yearly number of abortions on record while also receiving the highest amount of government funding it has ever received in a year. What was that, Mario, about protecting the unborn? I'm lost, Mario. What are we talking about here, man? See, folks, when you judge men by their fruit, it exposes what they say, does it not? Yes, it does. And Mario Murillo and the professed Christians in this country want you to believe that Donald Trump is protecting the unborn. He is doing just the exact opposite. Friends, just like that of Mark Taylor when I started off the show today, was talking about how Donald Trump is our man and we better get on the Trump train, because if we don't, you know, it's one of those, you better get on the train or else. Or else what, Mark? Folks, he's a false prophet. Because the same time that came out through Mark Taylor, it's interesting, again, that we're finding out just a couple days ago that Trump's administration is funding tens of millions of dollars to Muslim Brotherhood organizations in the United States of America. I'm showing you the fruit. And what I've told you since day one, what this administration says and what it does are always two different stories, as I am now showing you. Mario Murillo says that Donald Trump is protecting the family. Not true. Donald Trump's U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos out of Michigan, signed on to a radical global U.N. agenda. In other words, subjecting our kids to another illegal agenda, not only International Baccalaureate, Common Core, No Child Left Behind. But now, folks, this UN global initiative, I thought he was there protecting the family. No, he's initiating the new world order, friends, and people still haven't figured this out. I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Steve, I see you online. I'll take you in just a minute. I want to cover a couple more topics here concerning the false prophets making war against God and his church. It's a scriptural response to Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant and an expose on those that Donald Trump has around him concerning his spiritual oversight. Okay, and they are surrounded, he is, by a bunch of heretics. And I'm highlighting that even now. The modern-day church has it upside down. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20, they speak not according to the law and to the testimonies because his word is not in him. There is no light in them. The law exposes them for what they do, friends, and that's why they stay away from it. Just like their father, they attack it, friends. They're sons and daughters of Belial. Buggy, can you pull up the ever-changing promises about the wall, the video for me, please? Oh, you can't do it right now? We'll do it tomorrow. We can do a part three. Okay, cool. We'll do that. I wanted to highlight a couple more things here because Mario Murillo saying that Donald Trump is, well, he's protecting the unborn. I just showed you that that's not true. He's doing the exact opposite. He's funding them in a greater degree to keep Planned Parenthood and organizations such as that above water. And it's not happening just in America. If you look at his $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, friends, that was one of the first things that he passed, along with the traitor Judas himself, Paul Ryan, and it funds abortions all across the globe. Okay, so they're taking your money and they're funding abortions on a global scale under Donald Trump. So you know, the opposite is true. of what he says, okay? I just proved that. I just showed you upholding morality. Education system, he said, Mario Murillo did, that Trump is protecting the family. Not true. He just handed over, Donald Trump did, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos from Michigan. They signed on to a radical global U.N. agenda. Did you know that? Nope, because too many people are paying attention to what he's telling them, and he's saying the opposite of what he's doing. Friends, he's not under attack. He's attacking. And it's not he's not attacking the right people. He's not prosecuting Washington, the criminals in Washington. He's doing the exact opposite. Mario Murillo said he's upholding morality. Really? Really? Upholding morality. Get that one teed up where he was in agreement with homosexual marriage, number one. And then also keep in mind Donald Trump, in contrast to what Mario Murillo said concerning Donald Trump upholding morality. Homosexuals on a global scale are praising Donald Trump because he wants to decriminalize homosexuality. The question is why is it criminal in the first place? Because it advocates war against God. God condemns it. It's not a sin. It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, the list goes on. Matter of fact, let me just show you, from this professed Christian president as to what he's advocating for. And if he could have went to one degree any further, I don't know what it would have been. But when he advocated the gay agenda, that should have showed you exactly who he was and a lack of Christianity. The Bible tells us clearly, 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Listen to this, friends. In contrast to Mario Murillo.
Well, I guess the issue for them is marriage equality. Do you support marriage equality?
It's irrelevant because it was already settled. It's law. It was settled in the Supreme Court.
It's not law.
It's done.
So even if you appoint a judge that...
It's done. You have... these cases have gone to the Supreme Court. They've been settled. And I'm fine with it.
Wow. So Donald Trump is sitting there telling you that it's the law because the Supreme Court said so. Not true. Lawyers sit, or I'm sorry, that's what they are, unelected for the most part, except Alina Kagan. We all know what she's doing there. But the fact of the matter is the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter of anything. It's their job to sit during good behavior. And if they fail to play the referee in making reference to God's law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, friends, it's not for them to play the activist or to change law. Laws. It's not law in any sense of the word. That which is contrary to God's moral law, said William Blackstone, in so many words, is null and void. It cannot be enacted. See, but you have a bunch of people in this country that just don't know the difference. We're the government, they are not. And instead of the American people removing corrupt judges, right, Article 2, Section 4, they sit back and they're taught by the professors in the pulpit and corrupt politicians in Washington that whatever they say is law. True. Not true. Anything that counters God's law is null and void. Period. It's just truly that simple, friends. I want to get you the exact quote here. Hang on a second. Got a lot of information I'm dumping on you right now, friends. No enactment of man can be considered law if it counters God's law. That's what he said. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That's his quote. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Charles D. Montesquieu, not the other way around. So as Mario Murillo, going back to the false prophets making war against God and his church, it's interesting Mario Murillo said that he's upholding morality. No, he's not. He's doing the exact opposite. He's giving power to the state. Unwarranted. Unlawful. Criminal. Friends. Okay, that's what makes them outlaws. Another thing we were told, and I'll get to that tomorrow, I'm going to do a part three on this because it's this valid, and I noticed that more and more people are paying attention to this, especially those that haven't in the past. Well, you know what? I praise God for you, and I'm glad that you're watching, and I'm glad that you're coming over here with an open mind because you know that there's something wrong. What you're being told by professed Christians, they're hypocrites, friends, just for the record, that Donald Trump was appointed by God. I'm going to get to that as well. Yeah, he's appointed by God, but not what you think he's appointed for. He's appointed for judgment. And that's where America is today. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll get to more of what in stark contrast as to what Mario Murillo said. Mario Murillo wrote a letter attacking Christians, saying that they hate Donald Trump. He calls them never Trumpers. And then he wants to call them out on the carpet and begin to smear them in contrast to the Word of God. Okay? Real Christians are standing up to the likes of these heretics and saying, wait a second, this is what the Word says. And by the way, aren't you the same people that have been preaching your prosperity gospel that are in fact responsible for the state of America today? Oh yeah, they don't want to take responsibility. They want their man, they want their followers to do for them what they fail to do. And if these people think that they're going to go ahead and just go ahead and shoot out and advocate in giving more strength to the state to create enemies of the state because they don't agree with their unconstitutionalities and their biblical illiteracies, you got another thing coming. We're not going to roll over in the face of this. We're going to stand up against this. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? And I am back home, so you can go ahead and have a minute.
Oh, great. I'm glad you are. I just wanted to point out something that them guys overlook. If you take 100 gallons of pure, clean, fresh spring water that's great to drink, and you dump a gallon of poison in it, you didn't dilute the poison. You've just made 101 gallons of poison. And if you drink a cup of that poison, you didn't purify the poison with your body. You've poisoned your entire body. And so if Trump was really keeping us safe, he'd get his Bible out and look in it where it says, if a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies be at peace with him.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Would be our national security. But everybody that's sitting there overlooking everything, you're overlooking the poison that's poisoning everything. You ruin all the water, you gotta dump it out.
Well, let's look at it like this. Let's say the country. Let's equate that in parallel to a ship. They're allowing those that have the helm right now, as our representatives, to take a gun and shoot holes in the bottom of it. And they stand back and they praise the very individuals that are shooting the holes in the base of the ship. You know, what's interesting is one hole will sink the ship. I'm not talking about just one. I'm talking about this has been going on for decades, and the American people are still caught up into the same cycle of the circus of politics by the same type of politicians, clowns, actors, whatever you want to call them, and they still haven't figured out why things are getting worse rather than better. They're doing it again. That's the definition of insanity.
And then the Republicans are... conservatives, whatever you want to call them, stand there and laugh and say, you wrecked your side of the boat, when they're going to sink with them. They're going to sink
like
with
it's
them
like
and,
it's a
and
joke.
Go down with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't, it's like nobody will think.
Well, I thank God that we are thinking. Because I don't see anybody else, and I'm not trying to be exclusive in any sense of the word, but I don't see a whole lot of people out there outside of a handful of men across the country that are actually calling it for the way it is. And that should be the first clue something's wrong. You have too many people going the same direction, and they're paying attention to the man at the helm as to what he is saying, again, rather than what he is doing, Steve. And the fruit's there if you want to go ahead and look at the tree, but the problem is they don't want to be fruit inspectors. They just want to take him for his word because they want to live their own selfish, ungodly lives every step of the way. Steve, I got about 10 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you can take a chainsaw and put one cut at the base of the Tree of Liberty and the whole damn thing's going to tip over. So you can't sit there and say that that doesn't a little bit of damage won't wreck everything.
Amen.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.